Tuesday, September the 15th. Barry Kent has been late 3 times in 1 week, so it is my unfortunate duty to report him to Mr. Scruton. Unpunctuality is the sign of a disordered brain, so he cannot go unpunished. Wednesday, September the 16th. Our form is going to the British Museum on Friday. Pandora and I are going to sit together on the coach. She is bringing her guardian from home so that we can have some privacy. Thursday, September the 17th. Had a lecture on the British Museum from Ms. Fossington Gore. She said it was a fascinating treasure house of person-kind's achievements. Nobody listened to the lecture. Everyone was watching the way she felt her left breast whenever she got excited. Friday, September the 18th, 2 a.m. Just got back from London. Coach driver suffered from motorway madness on the motorway. I am too shaken by the experience to be able to give a lucid or intelligent account of the day. Saturday, September the 19th. The school may well want a clear account by an unprejudiced observer of what happened on the way to, during, and coming back from our trip to London. I am the only person qualified. Pandora, for all her qualities, does not possess my nerves of steel. Class 4D's trip to the British Museum. 7 a.m. boarded coach. 7:05, 8-pack lunch, drank low-calorie drink. 7:10, coach stopped for Barry Kent to be sick. 7:20, coach stopped for Claire Nielsen to go to the ladies. 7:30, coach left school drive. 7:35, coach returned to school for Ms. Fossington Gore's handbag. 7:40, coach driver observed to be behaving oddly. 7:45, coach stopped for Barry Kent to be sick again. 7:55, approached motorway. 8 o'clock, coach driver stopped coach and asked everyone to stop giving V signs to lorry drivers. 8:10, coach driver loses temper, refuses to drive on motorway until bloody teachers control kids. 8:20, Ms. Fossington Gore gets everyone sitting down. 8:25, drive onto motorway. 8:30, everyone singing 10 green bottles. 8:35, everyone singing 10 green snot rags. 8:45, coach driver stops singing by shouting very loudly. 9:15, coach driver pulls in at service station and is observed to drink heavily from hip flask. 9:30, Barry Kent hands round bars of chocolate stolen from self-service shop at service station. Ms. Fossington Gore chooses bounty bar. 9:40, Barry Kent sick in coach. 9:50, two girls sitting near Barry Kent are sick. 9:51, coach driver refuses to stop on motorway. 9:55, Ms. Fossington Gore covers sick in sand. 9:56, Ms. Fossington Gore sick as a dog. 10:30, coach crawls along on hard shoulder, all other lanes closed for repairs. 11:30, fight breaks out on back seat as coach approaches end of motorway. 11:45, fight ends. Ms. Fossington Gore finds first aid kit and sees to wounds. Barry Kent is punished by sitting next to driver. 11:50, coach breaks down at Swiss Cottage. 11:55, coach driver breaks down in front of AA man. 12:30, Class 4D catch London bus to St. Pancras. 1 p.m. Class 4D walk from St. Pancras through Bloomsbury. 1:15, Ms. Fossington Gore knocks on door of Tavistock House, asks if Dr. Lang will give Barry Kent a quick going over. Dr. Lang in America on lecture tour. 1:30, enter British Museum. Adrian Mole and Pandora Braithwaite, awestruck by evidence of heritage of world culture. Rest of Class 4D run berserk, laughing at nude statues and dodging curators. 2:15, Ms. Fossington Gore in state of collapse. Adrian Mole makes reverse charge phone call to headmaster. Headmaster in dinner lady strike meeting, can't be disturbed. 3 p.m. Curators round up Class 4D and make them sit on steps of museum. 3:05, American tourists photograph Adrian Mole, saying he is a cute English schoolboy. 3:15. Ms. Fossington Gore recovers and leads Class 4D on sightseeing tour of London. 4 p.m. Barry Kent jumps in fountain at Trafalgar Square, as predicted by Adrian Mole. 4:30. Barry Kent disappears, last seen heading towards Soho. 4:35. Police arrive. Take 4D to mobile police unit. Arrange coach back. Phone parents about new arrival time. Phone headmaster at home. Claire Nielsen has hysterical fit. Pandora Braithwaite tells Ms. Fossington Gore she is a disgrace to teaching profession. Ms. Fossington Gore agrees to resign. 6 p.m. Barry Kent found in sex shop. Charged with theft of Grow It Big Cream and 2 ticklers. 7 p.m. Coach leaves police station with police escort. 7:30. Police escort waves goodbye. 7:35. Coach driver begs Pandora Braithwaite to keep order. 7:36. Pandora Braithwaite keeps order. 8 p.m. Ms. Fossington Gore drafts resignation. 8:30. Coach driver afflicted by motorway madness. 8:40. Arrive back. Tyres burning. Class 4D struck dumb with terror. Ms. Fossington Gore led off by Mr. Scruton. Parents up in arms. Coach driver charged by police. Sunday, September the 20th. 14th after Trinity. Moon's last quarter. Keep having anxiety attacks every time I think about London, culture or the M1. Pandora's parents are lodging an official complaint to everyone they can think of. Monday, September the 21st. Mr. Scruton complimented Pandora and I on our leadership qualities. Ms. Fossington Gore is on sick leave. All future school trips have been cancelled. Tuesday, September the 22nd. The police have dropped charges against coach driver because there is evidence of severe provocation. The sex shop are not pressing charges either because officially Barry Kent is a child. A child! Barry Kent has never been a child. Wednesday, September the 23rd. Mr. Scruton has now read my report on the trip to London. He gave me 2 merit marks for it. It was on the news today that the British Museum is thinking of banning school parties.